Order. Members, we have in front of us Senate File 509. Chief author is a member of our committee, Senator Limmer. This bill has been through, this is its sixth stop, Senator Limmer, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it comes to us specifically for Article 3, Section 16, which is dealing with a legislative task force on electronic roster implementation. Members, that's on Article 3, Section 16. Page 47 in the bill, you have that in your packet. Just as a heads up, that is the area that we are going to be focusing on. That's the area that, Senator Limmer, I would ask you to confine your comments to, as well as members. That is the portion of this bill that is up for discussion. The rest has been well vetted and discussed in other committees, but it is here for that task force. So, Senator Limmer, if you would speak to that, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and members, a legislative task force on electronic roster implementation as outlined in Article 3, Section 16 of the bill would be created under Senate File 509. It's needed as we go into this new way of tabulating data. It would study and recommend hardware that may be required to meet the standards set forth in the bill. Or any changes to the statewide voter registration system necessary to allow the system to function as a network database within or between precincts, and any other changes to the law that may be necessary. This is a new territory, and we want to make sure that we're fully prepared as we go to the 2012 election. The task force would be made up of 17 members, four legislators, four head election judges, three county head election administrators, one town head elections administrator, one city head election administrator, and one experienced in school board election administration, the Secretary of State or his designee, and the Director of Information Technology in the Office of the Secretary of State, as well as the Chief Information Officer of the State of Minnesota, or its that individual's designee. So far, the legislative task force has not really created any controversy as it's gone through these other five committees. But nevertheless, that's the duty of this particular committee to examine it. The fiscal note that shows a cost of $16,000 in fiscal year 2012, has been said that it can be absorbed in the legislative budget.
Thank you.
Now, Madam Chair, before we go on
Senator
any further,
Limmer.
The electronic roster is a roster. We all know the paper rosters that we have, and the electronic roster would be at the option of a city if they wish to go in that direction, and it would set up minimum security requirements, minimum contingency procedure requirements, and testing procedures. That would be under it. Before the task force begins, but the task force is really to test and critique and give us further direction if necessary. But I think we've pretty much covered everything in this bill. But we want to be accurate, and we want to do the best job for our citizens.
Thank you, Senator Limmer. Any comments or questions from the members of the committee? Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Limmer, just noting this would expire after the submission of a report, and that looks like it's supposed to occur by December 1st of this year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Madam Chair?
Senator Michelle.
Chair, I would move that Senate File 509 be recommended to pass.
All right. Sent to the floor, and that's
sent
the next stop.
Senator Fischbach.
All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion is adopted, and committee is adjourned.
Jeez.